ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Palau, where they don't have their own military force, but it now has something similar following a new partnership with the Guam National Guard. The partnership will enhance security operations between the Micronesian states and shore up Palau's disaster response capabilities. Carl Evans spoke to Palau President Serangel Whips Jr. about the benefits.
When I first got into office in 2021, my first visit to Guam, I met with Governor Guerrero. She recommended that we get this partnership going, building on the already historical relationship that Palau and Guam has, whether it's the people, the migration, but just another opportunity for us to work together. And so having the National Guard and the state partnership just, I think, enhances these opportunities to help in areas of security, surveillance, and just with police maybe augmenting or other activities. But the other side is also the humanitarian side, helping us when there's disasters.
Yeah, look, we'll talk about some of those responsive capabilities in a second. I guess just firstly, for people around the Pacific who might not be too familiar, who are the Guam National Guard? And I guess how do they differentiate between, you know, your average U.S. Marine, I suppose?
I'm still learning more, actually. Next Friday, I'll be going to visit the National Guard Center there on Guam to learn more about the capabilities of how they can help us. But they are, my understanding is, reserves. So, you know, they're not full-time active duty military. They're the reserves. And so they're activated when they, of course, they need them. But at the same time, they're constantly doing training. And so that training, those training opportunities, you know, you can also do some of those in Palau. And part of coming to Palau is training and just enhancing their capability. So that's where the opportunity comes.
Yeah, interesting. And in terms of their responsive capabilities, what kinds of, I guess, future disasters do you anticipate? And has there been instances where, you know, you've fallen short in a particular area and now going forward that you'll be much more better equipped?
Oh, well, for sure, when you have typhoons. Typhoons are, they just cause damage and chaos and everything. You're out of water, you're out of power, you're how to manage people and get them help. And so just having extra hands, being able to be capable to fly in and help us, that would be a great benefit. I know one time we had a drought and the U.S. military sent a team in to help us with like desalination or engineering capability. You know, they can do things like that. The other thing that we discussed is they have helicopters on Guam. The possibility of bringing one of those to Palau to also do surveillance. And but at the same time, if there's humanitarian like search and rescue or a health emergency, they could also help in those. So a lot of different, I think, opportunities really to provide better service to our people. And
what about in terms of economic benefits? Will there be troops that who now stay permanently within Palau, or will there be logistic benefits or anything like that?
Well, I think, yeah, especially the trainings, of course, we welcome, because when they come, they stay in hotels and they're there for a while. So they're in restaurants. So that's always another benefit that these exercises have.
And I guess just finally, when you talk of training benefits, would that be the Guam National Guard training emergency response workers within Palau?
Well, I think it's both. It's for them to upgrade their capability. At the same time, when they're, you know, working alongside with our people, they also help our people upgrade their skills. So it's both.